Shining bright. I heard that weed started moving my feet and sort of down the lights. Time to rock, little bastard. You know you just can't keep me down. Yeah, I'm a rock, little Billy bastard. And I got plans to stick around. My mom wasn't no happy, but daddy was a little coy. That night they make me like to forget, but I'm still stomp for joy. I'm a rock, little Billy bastard. I've got that boogie in my bones. Yeah, I'm a rockabilly bastard, and I'm gonna make it on my own. All I need is a real gun rhythm, oh, and a big fat slap bass, and a guitar that's cool crazy. Not like it's from outer space. Yeah, then give it a beat with a plenty of meat, making me like you're running a race. Looking for a voice, you got no choices. Baby, you got to the right place. Rockabilly bastard, I like my rhythm guaranteed. Yeah, I'm a rockabilly bastard, and I got plenty of miles to feed. Okay, boys, let's eat. I'm still hungry. I'm getting ready to dance. I'm a rockabilly bastard. I'll take my chances on the road. Yeah, I'm a rockabilly bastard. Okay, boys, take it on home.
Next stop, Science Unlimited. Under the soaring arches are the five fascinating areas of the World of Science Pavilion, where you see incredible scientific wonders and roam the galaxies in a realistic recreation of rocket flight.
Thank you. the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show.
Noinch, noinch, noinch. One, two. One, two, three, four. Noinch, noinch, noinch. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers. Rolling baddies, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoke the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
Chuckle up! It's the 8 o'clock hour on Monday. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show with Barno.
And DJ Kratoven.
DJ Kratoven is in the house tonight. Oh yay! God. I wish I had the clap track. I wish I had the clap. I wish I had the clap track. You know, that little button you play and everybody goes, yay, DJ Kratoven's here today. So, DJ Kratoven, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
Good, good, good. You know, the theme of tonight's show is movies.
Movies.
Movies, moving pictures. What is the official title? I named it something. I couldn't think of anything really clever. Motion Picks. Motion Picks. So, we heard... What did we hear? We heard... We started this show with Devo and the Cheek and Tongues theme song. And then Butterfly Joe, who you might also know as Joe Jack Talcum. From what band, DJ Kratoven?
The Dead Milkmen.
We heard The Lonely Island with Lazy Sunday. And you know, I was just quoting Rod Gimbel's stepdad. What was his name? Frank Powell, I think. Do you remember my favorite quote by him?
There are a couple good ones.
Oh, you gave me one the other day.
Yeah, which one were you thinking of?
Play the victim and you will be the victim. So.
That one's good.
Yeah, I like that one. That's from The Lonely Island's Adam Sandberg's movie. Well, it's The Lonely Island movie, Hot Rod. And then we heard Jason Mewes with Jay's Rap 2001 from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Who remembers that? Me neither. But I did hear that they are doing a follow-up to Dogma.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's interesting.
Really. Hey, did you know that it's the marathon month?
Yes.
Yeah, so give me your money. Oh, I'm going red. Sorry, guys. Here, I'm going to... Money. So what do you get if you donate money? Well, let me tell you what you get. If you pledge $20, you can get a transparent die cut WFMU Radio Barge sticker. Pledge $50, and you can receive the WFMU Mystic Dream t-shirt. Pledge $75, and you get both of those things, plus one DJ premium. And I want to get my hands on that LCD, the zine. The LCD issue 28, Fables and Formats. The return of the zine and program guide. Bigger, better, and uncut. No, bigger, better than ever. And, you know, there may be a special thing in there by one of my favorite DJs on WFMU, DJ Kratoven. What? Did you know that? Your co-host may have submitted something last minute to include.
What?
It was a... I tried to find your poem that you wrote or that story about the gophers, but I couldn't find it. Instead, I found one of your to-do lists when you were like 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
And but you have to get the zine to see it. Hopefully it's in there. Fingers crossed. Is there anything that you want to share before we step into the next segment?
Do you have a riddle?
Riddle me this. You know, I'll think of a riddle before the next break.
Okay.
But during the next break, we'll let everybody know why we themed tonight's show, Motion Picks. But next, let's hear from Stump and bit part actor.
Because you're obviously cursed. This is a situation that cannot be reversed. Until they lay your body in the back of a hearse, you gotta kiss the asses of the faceless masses. That's all up in your space, turning your life into traffic. To break free will take the mightiest of miracles to manifest. And until then, you are just in a human centipede. Can't see who's ahead of me. I only get what they left for me. I can't say no.
Most delightful way. John Barrymore Jr., a weird guy. 16 cats and a dog drinking beer from a bowl. John Barrymore Jr., a weird guy. Wearing golf shoes down the hall with the spikes still inside. We're ready for our acting lesson. You taught McQueen. You taught McQueen. Over your knee now to get a spanking, like Jimmy Dean. Your sweet Jimmy Dean. John Barrymore Jr., a weird guy. 16 cats and a dog drinking beer from a bowl. We're ready for our acting lesson. You taught McQueen. You taught McQueen. Over your knee now to get a spanking, like Jimmy Dean, your sweet Jimmy Dean.
Hey, DJ Kratoven, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, we are playing the movies tonight. We're playing
the movies.
Do you have any favorite movies and music and music and movies?
Movies and music and music and movies? Like movie soundtracks?
Sure, yeah.
We talked about this before. I really like Soup for One, and I really like
I don't know. You gotta tell me. Come on, pump it up, beef it up, beef it up. We gotta be excited. This is radio, live radio. We got real live people out there listening to our lively banter.
It's true.
Well, I would have to say probably my favorite is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's such a good music movie. Mm-hmm. You know, except, you know, besides those movies, documentary movies, you know, on rock bands. Do you have a favorite, you know, music documentary?
Favorite music documentary?
Yeah.
The Devil and Daniel Johnston. Ooh, probably.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Probably.
Devil and Daniel Johnston. I also like the, is it the Daddy of Rock and Roll? The Wesley Willis one? That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I just watched that one. I think I mentioned it. The documentary on Green. What's his name? The comedian guy. Something Green.
Tom Green?
Tom Green. Thank you for lifting. Are you with us tonight, Cray? Are you okay here?
I'm so sleepy. And I'm a little bit sick. I won't lie. If you hear it in my nose.
We brought DJ Kratoven on while she was sick. We had a big weekend in Chicago. Just got back yesterday, so we're still a little Indiana lagged. That's what you get when you have to drive across the biggest, boringest state in the world. Indiana lagged. So, hey, DJ or Barno, do tell us what we just listened to. Oh, I'm happy you asked. We started the last set with Stump and Bit Part Actor. Then Coolzy, our good friend from Iowa, Coolzy with his track Human Centipede. Stephen Schilling with A Spoonful of Star Wars. And we ended that set with Michael Knott and John Barrymore Jr. That was kind of a laid back set, wasn't it? So.
Oh, I have another one, but it's a TV show. Puffy Yami Yumi.
Let's do it. Yeah, send it to me.
No. Do you remember it? You were asking me about my favorite shows.
Oh, I thought you were going to send me a track.
No.
Puffy Yami Yumi. Yeah.
Do you remember that cartoon?
Oh, yeah. And do you remember listening to the Powerpuff Girls soundtrack over and over?
Yeah, that one is really good.
As kids. Yeah, that was a good one. And I also like Popeye the movie, the soundtrack. So why are we doing a movie theme?
Why?
Well, let me tell you. I got a callback for a movie. I did. They want me to play a villain in this movie. It's kind of crazy. Tell the people who Mizney is.
Mizney is a guy that makes them pay.
Mizney makes them pay. You know those billboards in every city with those what do they call injury? Not is it injury lawyers?
Yeah,
injury lawyers. Mizney is Cleveland's injury lawyer, and he has these big giant billboards of him with a raised eyebrow pointing and says, "Mizney makes them pay." And he's become, like, just through those billboards, kind of an icon, like a pop culture guy here. And I got a t-shirt for Father's Day that is the Misfits parody, except it's Mizney and the skull has the eyebrow raised. So it's kind of funny. And then you know what else, DJ Kratoven? There is a documentary filmmaker coming to our home on Friday to interview Mrs. Barno and me about an artist that we knew, Robert Wood. So he has a sordid past and going to be in that documentary. So that's coming Friday. So got my callback. Oh, and my character that I'm trying out for in the Mizney movie is a failed billboard advertising guy who is a villain and the anti-Mizney. So it sounds like it might be a kind of a significant role if I get it. I've never been in a movie. I've done a little television. And I try to pretend to do radio, which is what I should continue doing right now. Oh, actually, I've got to get things set up. DJ Kratoven got me her curated songs a little late. So here we go. Let us... What is this all about? All right. Let's get the next set going. How about some Mike Doty?
Upstarted, full-hearted, flashed in flight like a Houstonite. Get carded, cease parted, cross your kite like a Trotskyite. Unsated, placated, let's go to the movies. Why?
the sea one day on a lark, decides to get rowdy, get real violent, takes a vacay out to Amity Island. Sunshine, lotion, fun in the sun, blood in the ocean, everybody run, cause it's crazy how few fucks this shark gives. He'll eat naked ladies, he'll eat little kids, oh no.
Here is Jaws.
He is a shark without a cause.
He was in a movie. You should watch it. It's called Jaws.
Jaws is here. Here is Jaws. He is a shark who fights the law. He was in a movie that everyone saw. They're out on the sea. They wait all night. Where could Jaws be? He's nowhere in sight. Dreyfus decides to go down in a cage. And Jaws shows up in a full-on rage. He tears up the cage like paper in a shredder while Dreyfus makes his wetsuit
wetter.
He hides behind a rock like a cowardly prick, and he doesn't come back until the end of the flick. Brody's like, we're gonna need a bigger boat. So they go back home and get a bigger boat. The biggest boat that's ever sailed. Gonna kick Jaws' ass, or I guess his tail. Yeah, his tail. But oh my shit, Jaws jumps out and quick gets bit. He's a star now. Brody's angry. He's all like, fuck it. He takes a harpoon and welds it to a rocket. Jaws' last words are,
whoa, respect.
Then he explodes and it's a pretty good effect. Yeah, Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws. He was a shark without a cause. He was in a movie. You should watch it. It's called Jaws. Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws. He was a shark who fought the law. He was in a movie that everyone saw. He was in a movie that everyone saw. Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws. He was a shark without a cause. He was in a movie called Jaws.
Jaws is dead.
The Academy Awards.
Long live Jaws.
He was robbed. He was a shark without a cause. Sharks exist in real life. He was in a movie that everyone saw.
Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws.
Thank you. that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You are the living now, and now you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke inside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's my bill. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, "Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
she falls, she's lighter than air. She hits the ground, catches her breath, and shakes the sawdust from her hair.
She climbs back up.
Buckle up, DJ Kratoven. It's the Cheek in Tongues radio show with DJ Kratoven.
And?
Barno.
Oh, I was going to say your name.
Oh, okay. Say it. Barno.
All right, I'll say your
Barno,
name.
Barno.
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 Hey.
Hey, how is everybody doing out there? Ooh, my mic is hot. Hot. That's because this show is hot. And our theme today is movies, because I'm auditioning for the Misney movie. I've never auditioned. I'm kind of nervous about it. What do you do? Like, do you have to dress the part too, do you think?
You should.
I should?
Yeah.
So the
one of those tuxedo shirts, you know?
Oh, man, that would be fun. And a fedora. So the guy, I asked the guy, like, give me a little background on this character so I could prepare. And he sent me a clip from Saturday Night Live of a skit. And he's like, it's this character, but without all the sexual innuendos. So, and it was, now get this. He wants me to play a character that is inspired by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I see it.
I don't see that, man. I don't see that. But it'll be fun. Anyway, so that's the theme of them. And I also want to say, hey, look, before I forget, next week is a real special show. We're going to have, like, we've had a few guests on the show before. But we're going to have, like, an up-and-coming actor, comedian, writer, performer, right? Oh yeah. Oh, Cray's like who do we have? Devo Ted. Devo Ted. It's yeah, from.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So the guy who played Devo Ted. Now I'm drawing a blank. This has been a crazy week, you guys, and a lot of travel, and it's Dave Hill from WFMU. Well, he was on WFMU. Yeah, so we're just going to do it live. He's just going to call up, and we're just going to shoot the shit during the show, and we're going to try to raise money for WFMU, because it is the world's greatest radio station.
We're not going to try. We will.
We will.
Are you ready for the riddle?
Oh, yeah. Give me a riddle.
Okay. What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning? beginning or end of either month.
A Y.
No, but it is the letter R.
A letter R. That's funny. All right. Why did Weird Al Yankovic open a bakery?
Why?
Because he kneads dough and always parodies well. Wah, wah, wah.
What? Yeah. Wait, say that. Wait, say
why
the
did the band
again?
Why did the band They Might Be Giants refuse to play hide and seek?
Why?
Because someone always found them by yelling Istanbul. What did the doctor say when the funk musicians showed up for an appointment? I think you've got a case of dementia, and I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I chat GPT'd some funny song riddles because I couldn't think of any myself.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway. Hey, let's talk about who we listen to. That first track off the last set was Mike Doty with Let's Go to the Motherfucking Movies. We heard Lemon Demon with Jaws. And DJ Kratovan, that DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, A Nightmare on My Street, that was a great selection.
Yeah.
A nice ad. Level up, level up. Yeah, I hadn't heard that in a long time, too, and I remember getting the the marathon ends this week. Gotta have Dave Hill on now. What? Wait. The marathon doesn't end this week. Huh. Anyway, I gotta check out what Mr. Fab is trying to tell me here. All right. On the chat. If you're not on the chat, hey, DJ Kratovan, get ready to say howdy to the people on the chat as I go through this. So then we heard King Missile with Martin Scorsese. That's a good one. And so when we were driving in Chicago, that was just yesterday. It was just yesterday you asked me the question, what album can I identify with the most? And I said, what did I say? Do you remember?
You said King Missile.
King Missile's Mystical Shit and Fluting on the Hump, which I know are two albums, but when I bought them on the CD in the 90s, both albums were on the CD. So it was kind of a loophole answer. And I posted that online, and John S. Hall himself saw that post and commented, if I had to choose my favorite album of mine, it would be the same one. The same ones. Loophole. It did hashtag loophole. I thought, that's funny. I got John S. Hall's attention. I love that guy. I love his delivery. I love his humor. I love his voice. He's just super cool. And I'm glad. If you don't know him, we did do an interview with him a while back. But go check that out. We heard P-Shy with The Greatest Show on Earth. P-Shy from the 90s. I've always wanted to play them, and this was the opportunity to do it. Yeah. All right. We should get a shout out to the people on our chat.
We have H. We have your friend Paul.
We
have Imaginos.
Imaginos.
We have David the Splatter.
David the Splatter.
We have Red Door Wet Fork.
Red Door Wet Fork, Ypsilanti.
We Gorilla have Bella. Austin Rich.
Yo, what's up, Austin Rich?
The big boss, Mr. Fab.
Mr. Fab, so glad they got Borax in you. Okay. It seemed like there was something else I wanted to say before we went on to the next one, but I did the Dave Hill. I did Send Us Money, Send Us Money, Send Us Money. Why do you send us money? Because this is the best station. It really is. You don't hear stuff like this anywhere else. And it's such an honor to be on this station. There's no other station that I would rather be on, you know? Yeah. So that's really cool. Anything else?
No, let's keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling.
What do we have next?
We did get a couple of pledges in. I want to say thank you, but I don't know how to check those pledges out right now. Like, I can't figure out who gave them. So I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for the pledges that we've gotten. And I will find your name and I will say your name next week. All right? Cool. All right, what's up next? Another tune about a movie. Oh, here we go. How about Wesley? We can't be a show without Wesley Willis, right? Let's do it.
I'm a Wesley movie actor to the max. I'm a Wesley movie actor in the mix. I'm a Wesley movie actor from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a Wesley movie actor in the name of Jesus. I'm a Wesley movie star. 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 I am a Wesley movie actor in Jesus' name. I am a Wesley movie actor in the Holy Name. I am a Wesley movie actor in the Holy Ghost. I am a Wesley movie actor in God's joke world. I'm a Wesley movie star. I'm a Wesley movie star. I'm a Wesley movie star. I'm a Wesley movie star.
Second team is waiting to lick my left. nasty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line, a stinky smile, hide inside. Hope you have hyperdrive. Pray to stay alive. Don't try to slip your five, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drama. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under, or else they be put under. 6 feet, got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star. Got four payments on my car. Handed over to Hammerhead at most likely bar. Used to carjack and he's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. As for me, that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boa, the vet. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! Slice it open like a tauntaun, faster than the Autobahn. Or I'm more of a Catron, do the deed, I'm then I'm gone. Jabba has a hissy fit, contact Corissian. Overcoat the plan, I'm forced to politic, it's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, like in a pod race. Mean street tweak, that became a basket case. So the space age, put that place, post takes. Took up a noble cause, called a Clone Wars. Lifestyle all about girls and cars. Getting fucked up and fucked up. Okay, like the barge, I'm large and in charge with a face so scarred. A cold black heart that's been torn apart. The Sith wish that they had a dick so hard. Cause it's long, long ago when a pussy.
Raindrops on kittens.
Hey, you can't say that word on my roses, show.
Nose cream on my nose. Whiskers and crisp eyelashes with noodles. Wild geese that fly with their wings tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with bright copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog bites, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things. And then I feel so bad.
It's the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. La 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 la. Thank you, Mr. Fab, for letting me know how to thank our pledgers. Hey! I cut that a little short. That was Negative Land with a favorite things. And the funny thing about that song is that's the way my children originally heard that song. So when they heard the actual Julie Andrews version, they thought that it was messed up. They thought the Negative Land version was the true form of that. And we heard MC Chris with Fett's Vet until he said that word that I don't like. And then I cut him off. That's what I do. Because I have my finger on the mixer, baby. That's right. And I'm a Western Movie Star by Wesley Willis. So, hey, real quick, I want to thank our pledgers. Thank you very much. Oh, we got one bin. Dan Flowers. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. Dan. Dirty Dog Dan from Massive Hot Dog Recall. Hi, Berno. Thanks for making me smile. Melissa. Melissa, thank you so much from Parkville, Maryland. WFMU makes life better. Thanks for all that you do. For the shirt personalization, can you please make it out to Rusty? All right, we won't go into all that. But I'm supposed to read what they say. Paul from Rockaway. Paul, thank you. Paul has a really groovy show called Time Out PJ on Thursdays from 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock.
We are at 9 right now.
Oh, we're at 9. Hey, I'm running into Austin Rich's Dime Store Radio Theater. Sorry, Austin. All right, to Dave. Thank you, Dave, from Lake Worth, Florida. Florida. Wow, we got a listener in Florida. All right, I want to. Hang on. I'm sorry, Austin, but this is important. Kenny from Brooklyn. Oh, thank you. You know what? We almost played Eggplant Song today, but it got cut off because we ran out of time. But I'm so sorry, but Kenny, we will play the eggplants And thank you for your pledge. That was super nice. Thank you, everybody, for joining tonight. Crazy Yay. Time. I didn't get to tell you how I flipped off my skateboard today and rolled into the Walgreens parking lot.
That's for next time.
And I had an audience, and my shoe flew off, and everybody saw me who was driving. That was embarrassing.
Stick around.
Stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater.
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. And this is the second of two Marathon 2025 broadcasts here on Dime Store Radio Theater. Don't forget to keep listening for more information about how you can donate to WFMU and make your contribution matter today. In the meantime, enjoy the kind of programming that we offer here every week, so that you can better understand what it's like to support WFMU. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, Charles Walsh and Bob Wells.
Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. I have a little office on Broadway at 53rd Street. And if you happen to be in the neighborhood sometime, you might notice a sign on the door. It reads, Diamond Detective Agency. Yeah, that's how I make a living, such as it is. I sit at my desk behind that door and wait for someone to come in and hire me. Eventually, trouble works its way into someone's life and gives him a shove in my direction. He tells me about it, and I listen with the attitude of a father confessor. When he's done, I dry my eyes and tell him what I think. What I think really doesn't matter, because it's just a shortcut to $100 a day in expenses. Sure, you can hire a guy for less money, but when I work, it's for a price I figure I'm worth. It's got to be that way because sometimes the work's a little dirty, and I have to swallow a lot of pride. I get mixed up in everything from simple divorce to muscle-bound homicide, and when trouble can't find me a client, it starts working on yours truly, and I wind up in a corner. I guess trouble figured I was just about due for a squeeze play because one night last week, two lifers in the state pen started working me into their plans.
What about it, Walsh? Shut up. Wait until the guards pass. Okay. Drag out the cards like we was playing.
Sure. Is it set for the night?
Yeah. I got the car and everything.
Yeah. We'll head for Florida and get across to Cuba. Oh, I'd be glad to get out of this 3 lousy years.
Yeah, I got 8 behind me. I used every minute figuring how I'm going to take care of a guy.
Oh, Walsh, you're not going to start that again. Forget it. Be glad you're getting out. You knock off that guy and you'll never make it to Cuba.
Now look, I figured this whole thing out. I paid out a lot of dough just to make it come off. And when it does, I'm going to kill an ex-cop. And you're going to help me.
Me?
Yeah. Unless you want to rot here.
Oh, you're out of your mind. If this break comes off, it'll be the neatest trick in years, and you want to louse it up by knocking off some guy on the outside?
You can stay here and rot if you want to. The only way I take you along is you help me to get a guy named Diamond.
Yeah, but you waste a lot of time in New York. They'll have the roads covered by then. Look, just because this Diamond guy knocked off your brother in that bank job,
you see? You bust out of here, it's on my turn. Now make up your mind, it's getting late.
Okay. Give me the layout.
Hey,
Yeah, what is it, Otis?
We just got a call, Lieutenant. Two prisoners busted out of Sing Sing, killed two guards.
Who are they?
Big time. Bob Wells and Charles Walsh.
Charles Walsh?
Yeah, lifer.
I know. Diamond helped send him up before I took over this department. Otis, get Diamond on the phone.
Diamond?
Yeah, Diamond. Who'd you think I meant? Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah, Lieutenant. Oh, Diamond, Otis. Bring me my bicarbonate, Otis. Someday I'm going to get good and sore.
What did you say?
Nothing. Ah, nuts.
Now what's the matter?
His office don't answer.
Give me that phone. Huh? We've got to find him before Walsh does. Maybe he's over at Helen Asher's house. All right, Otis, stop standing.